Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You were the first to arrive.
That's good.
Why is it good? That you're on time?
I'm just glad I'm here. Why?
It's good because you're on time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mama
has joined.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So we are beginning, and this is verse 267, which we did last week. But there was a question that we didn't have time for. The questioner is Brandy. And yesterday, she was the only one who came to the class, and she couldn't remember the question. So it's up to you whether we do 267 again, or we go on to 268.
Okay, well, I have to mute because, you know, they're in and out of the room here. It's just about time for the round to finish. So I'm going to go ahead and mute now. But at least I get to hear and get to listen. So I'm happy for that.
Understood. And Bracha, you were on the call when we did 267. So if you want to do it over again or we go on to 268, what's your choice?
We can just go on to 268. I don't have any questions on this one.
Okay. So we are picking up verse 268 from the Sulam commentary, from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar for Parashat Vayera, section 20. We'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kudsha Barichu, Ishkinte, Bidkilu, Urchimu, Udkilu, Udkilu, Urchimu, Leakta, L'shem, Yudhe, Bavavhe, the Yehuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah, Vayhino, Amadunai Eloheinu, Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu, Kunanei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu, Kunaneihu. Baini nun avdin it had margalita Shapira Bezu Ya Aberewa
Kum has joined
the Kitara Dim Lahata Ayan Gavavdin Inun Ayan Gavdin Malahatan Lepol Sitar. Brandy, did you join?
Yes, that was me.
So while you were gone, we decided to go on ahead to 268. But do you want us to go back to 267? Do you remember the question?
No, I don't remember the question. It's okay.
Okay, so we're going on to 268. The
okay,
translation. Among these stones, there is a particular gem. This is a reference to the Nukva of Zeranpin, which is beautiful and glamorous. It is the place where the smoke and fire gather and glow through 70 aspects. This refers to the decree of judgment, which is the illumination of the left side in the Nukva, before it is included within the right. Then she is a place of judgment, according to the secret of a burning fire and hot steam of the furnace. These 70 aspects glow in all directions, that is to all four winds, the directions of the world, which are named Chachma, Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the verse is clear as written. This is hinting to the relationship of each Sephirah and its ability of that Sephirah that have the same name. And its ability for each Sephirah to connect with the other Sephirot that have that same name. If you'll give me a minute, I will find the Rafa's commentary because I know I put it in here. But I had the page open for that long. So give me a second and it'll open up to the commentary. The commentary by Bracha, verse 268 is introducing the three worlds, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiyah. And the interaction is they are working together and filtering the intense light of our Creator into the Malchut kingdom of Asiyah, where mankind resides. Remember, Bina is the Bria world, is orchestrating this entire process, while interacting with the sharing male component of Chesed, which is love. Bina is the female understanding in Givurah, with both judgment and mercy operating interactively together. The basic processing components that one experiences from the Asiyah world in action from Zeranpin is integrating the basic six Sephirot of the lower world. Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod in balance. This passage wants us to know that the dynamic is female first, igniting by the sharing male. Note the words. Note the words used to identify as female: Nukva, she, decree, place of judgment, left side, hot, steam. The male is interactive with this process by penetrating the female light, darkness. Note the male words used in this passage: fire, right side, burning fire. The word glow, mentioned several times in the passage, is referring to the twilight time in our world, when the spiritual light of Hashem enters from the integrating female, male to the male female, cycling from day into night and night into day, rotating. According to the sages, praying during twilight time is connecting to the entering new light into our world, in this world of duality. And I'm explaining that Bracha was using the term male-female and female-male. And this term refers to the transition of the setting of the sun and or the rising of the moon. And this is a mixed energy. Yet in spirituality, there is no mixed energy. Questions. What have you noticed when praying during the twilight times, suggested compared to other times of the day or evening? If you haven't prayed at twilight, would you consider to attempt this process as part of your daily prayer experience? Questions, comments, thoughts? Nobody has any comments.
Well, I have a short comment. I know that praying at twilight time, I've done that before, but it always seems like that time of the day is kind of a sad time of the day. And because it's like something that was beginning is now ending. Where if you pray in the morning, it seems like the energy is more upbeat, like you're just starting something, fixing to, you know, to continue something on. I don't know, that's just my view.
Twilight is a transition time because there's two twilights. Mm-hmm. There's the twilight in the morning, which is transitioning from darkness into light. And there's twilight in the evening where you're transitioning from light into darkness. We're taught to pray at what's called nets, which is the moment the sun rises over the horizon. And that is the best time to pray, for the morning. But twilight in the evening, as Brandy said, she seems to find it as losing something. But your connection is to be made three times a day. Once in the morning, once in the afternoon, and once at night. And what most minions do is they, because they work during the day, they gather right at twilight and they quickly pray mincha and then go into arvit before they go home to eat dinner. But that's not what the way we were taught we were are supposed to pray in the discussions of the Ari. The Ari says pray at nets as the sun rises in the morning. And then pray as soon after noon as possible for the afternoon prayer. And then after your children are in bed, pray at home in the evening, not necessarily with a minion. But there are things you can do when you pray in a minion that enhance your conversation and enhance your connection. But you need to practice praying at different times of the day. And that's important.
I have a question. In regards to the four winds, in this passage, is it referring to the guardian angels who guard the earth at the different junctures of direction? Is that what it's referring to?
Well, it's not referring to those directly. It's referring to the Sephirot, but every time you speak of the Sephirot, you have all of these other connections to the angels, to the winds. All of these connections, when we use a word, just as your comment said, you know, look at the words that are the female words. When you use a female word like nukva, it's describing the relationships of every word that you utilize, that you're all bringing all of those different code words into unity with the word nukva. So, yes, it's not talking about the angels, But it is, because the angels are all related to the Sephirot. Was that helpful?
Yeah, it is. What I have found about prayer life, Hanok, and it's the key to anyone and everyone in praying, you can't just make it a head thing. You've got to feel this love and reverence for Hashem, and it's a very deep feeling process. And when you bring that in, it's amazing how when the heart connects out of your love for Hashem, but also for the thanksgiving of what has transpired throughout your day, even with, you know, good news or bad news, whatever's transpired, you have that feeling of coming and communicating with your Creator in such a feeling way that it's very ascending and not disappointing. That's what I've discovered. It's the feeling part that is essential. And I think it has to do because female is feeling. And the female, to feel close to her Creator, it has to be from the heart, cannot be from the head. And so too often, if one is feeling emptiness, extreme loneliness, you have to look inside yourself to find out what is missing there. Or maybe Hashem is calling to you because he wants you to spend time with him, but on a feeling level of how females have their natural connection with Hashem, for the role that we play in this world spiritually.
The female is more connected to the emotions than the male.
I really feel strongly, Hanok, that the female's processing steps are not the same as the man. And
no,
instead of trying to follow, instead of following the outline what is set for the men, it's better for her to discover herself and her role and her feeling levels that expresses her essence with her Creator. And that's the key here. As soon as women realize they don't need to follow male patterns, they just need to they need to come into discovery of their own realm and their own uniqueness for being female. And once that happens, the whole world of light will change for the female. Not that she will discount the male, no, because you're working as a team. But there is a time when the female needs her time alone with her Creator. And she processes through feelings. The man does not. He has to process through the constructs of mindset, of belief systems, that he has to decide where's the root coming from. But a female, she can do both, but the essence for herself is the feeling of the love that she carries in herself for the respect she has for creation in her role as a female. That's what I understand and accept in my own role.
There is a difference between how males connect and how females connect. And we do them differently. The male has a logical connection. The female has a feeling connection. But either approach is necessary for either one. But
right.
There's no right
depending
answer
on the situation.
To prayer. There's never a right answer to prayer. There's just your connection. Your connection
right.
is more powerful in a minion than it is by yourself. But your connection is more powerful by yourself than it is in a minion. If the minion is not in tune with what your connection is. But a minion that is in tune with what your connection is, you will find it to be extremely, much more powerful.
Agreed.
We don't have time to go on to the next verse, so If there's no other questions, we'll just call the class. But if there are some more questions or you want to discuss it a little bit more, we can.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, Hanok.
You're very welcome. Randy, you have a good evening.
Thank you, Hanok.
Okay.
Shalom Gadol to everyone.
Shalom.
You as well. Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you.